Mr. Chairman and friends, I think that most of you know already that in the course of these talks, these three talks, we are exploring. We're exploring a new spiritual movement, exploring a new Buddhist movement. A movement known as the FWBO, or to give it its full title, the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order. And we're simply trying to understand the nature of that movement. And we're trying to understand the nature of that movement through an examination of the meaning of the name FWBO itself. And in our first talk 2 weeks ago, as those of you who were present then may remember, we saw in what sense the FWBO is a Western, a specifically Western movement. We saw 2 weeks ago that the FWBO is Western in the sense that it arose under the conditions of modern Western civilization, a civilization which is now virtually worldwide. A civilization in which, unfortunately, there is a serious imbalance, an imbalance between the individual and what we call the group. And the FWBO we saw 2 weeks ago in our first talk seeks to correct that particular imbalance, the imbalance between the individual and the group, and it seeks to correct it with the help of Buddhism. And the title of the first talk was, therefore, The Individual and the World Today. Last week, we moved on. Last week, we saw in what sense the FWBO was a Buddhist movement. We saw that it was Buddhist in the sense that it concerns itself with the spiritual development of the individual. The FWBO is not Buddhist in the sense that it follows Eastern Buddhist culture, however great, however beautiful that may be. In fact, in the FWBO we distinguish quite sharply between Buddhism, the Dharma, on the one hand, and its various Eastern cultural forms on the other. And we define Buddhism, we define the Dharma, as the Buddha himself defined it, as whatever helps the individual to grow, whatever helps the individual to progress in his inner and his outer life. We also saw that in the same way the FWBO does not identify itself with any one form of Buddhism. It appreciates all the different forms of Buddhism, whether Theravada, Mahayana, Zen, Tibetan Buddhism, and so on. It appreciates them all. It seeks to learn from them all. But it does not identify itself exclusively with any one of them. Our talk last week was therefore entitled Western Buddhists and Eastern Buddhism. Tonight we come to our third and last talk. Tonight we're going to see, or try to see, in what sense the FWBO is an order. In what sense also it's a movement of friends. And this may not be quite so easy to do. So I'm going to adopt tonight a slightly different approach. Tonight I'm going to be just a little bit autobiographical. I'm going to tell you what it was that led me to start an order, what led me to start a movement of friends, rather than, say, another Buddhist organization of the usual type. I'm going to take this as our point of departure.